coming to you fresh from the WDRT Scouting Combine. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
And this is View from the Bleachers. You know, I can't believe the guy from Playing Favorites ran a 4.5 40 at the DRT Combine. That guy clearly cemented his first-round status for the draft in a couple weeks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Getting in the combine mood.
That was the sports. That's all they got. I mean, that's all the NFL has.
Well, the NFL always has an off season.
Well, yeah, especially when you have Aaron Rodgers kind of playing that game.
Yeah, I was going to say, would you like to talk about there's a quarterback for the Green Bay Packers.
Which one?
The current quarterback.
Which one?
Aaron Rodgers.
He's the starting,
at least for this last year, quarterback. He came out of the darkness retreat last year, or last week, and he sounded like a former Packer. And throughout this entire week, he is
said nothing.
He has said nothing, but yeah, he didn't have his usual Pat McAfee interview.
No,
there was nothing of substance. What you got this week was the brass and the coaches from the New York Jets flew out to California.
Was that today?
That was yesterday. Were they flying out yesterday?
I don't know.
The news was yesterday.
What's today? Today's Wednesday. So, yeah, it would have been yesterday they flew out.
At that point, that feels like, because he's got a no-trade clause, they've got to come to some middle ground. So like you said, today's Wednesday. By the time Friday at 9:30, when this is on the air, Aaron Rodgers might get traded, which is going to be a fun thing to talk about for the next 18 weeks until the season starts.
As a Viking fan, part of me goes, yes, get rid of him, get him out of our division. As a Viking fan, I go, oh, I really want to see him torment the Green Bay Packers some more.
That's the thing, is you'd much rather, if you're not a fan of the Packers.
Because if he stays, Jordan Love's not going to stay.
Right. Yeah.
So then next year, I'm just thinking, as a possibility, mm-hmm. Rodgers stays, Jordan Love's gone.
He's trading for something.
Right, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And then next year, Rodgers goes, yeah, now I'm going to go. Then what?
Because that's the thing. Now you're playing that now what if game, because now if you're the Packers in a draft coming up soon,
yep.
If you are forced to, if you're saddled to Aaron Rodgers next year, you're also have traded Jordan Love because you can't afford a $20 million backup and a $60 million starter.
Right.
Unless one of those two guys can play wide receiver, defensive tackle, or quarterback. That means you have to draft a quarterback, right?
Yes.
If you're the Packers.
So now, they already need help on a lot of different areas.
Places.
So now you just have to throw one away because of
Aaron Rodgers. So you're going to, it's a whole big circle. So you're really rooting for, if you're a Packer fan, you're rooting for the Aaron Rodgers experience to have ended.
Yep.
And you're not even really rooting. There's no Jordan Love fans out there, right? Like,
well, I think there is. I don't know if it's necessarily Jordan Love fans, but there just is something different than what you got going on right now.
And as a Packer fan, you just assume the next guy at quarterback is also going to be great.
Yeah,
so
sure,
you're kind of looking forward to that. So, yeah, it feels like the trade is imminent, and I'm really interested what the trade value would be for Aaron Rodgers, right? It feels like you're the Jets and you've come to the conclusion that we're the only team that's going to get in this Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes, you'd think you could lowball the Packers until they just said, fine, second-round pick. Let's just get this done. Let's wipe our hands of all of this.
Well, but the problem is it's not just draft picks. It's that salary.
That's what I mean.
Who's going to pick up what portion of it? Green Bay is still going to have to pay him, I guarantee it. You know, they're not going to be able to trade him and say, oh, Jets, you still pick up his $58 million.
Right.
You're not going to do that. You know,
so getting a second-round pick, if you're the Green Bay, or whatever
it'll
you
be
get,
a first-round, I guarantee.
Is worth... Also, you have to pay $40 million to get these picks. The whole thing is just Aaron Rodgers, as I've been saying, it just pulled one over on the Packers.
Absolutely.
For the last couple of years. Good on, if he wanted to make some extra money, he's done it really, really successfully. It's kind of, and you're not tarnishing a legacy either, because Aaron Rodgers is a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah,
and no matter how this ends in the last, the tail end, he's still going to get his you know, his plaque on Lombardi.
He's still the statue.
The greatest Packer player of all time.
Pretty much
is pretty high company.
But it's the ones that I was listening to some of the sports talks. There were several still going, why would you want, you know, because he talked about a lot of the local radio stations here in Wisconsin taking surveys about, hey, would you want to keep Rodgers? Do you want him to go away? It was like 80-20 that they wanted him to go away. And some of these broadcasters were like, are you crazy? Why would you want to get rid of a Hall of Fame quarterback to try something that does not even proven? Because you'll not win. You're not going to win.
Well, I mean,
you know, that's the way you look at it too.
You're probably not going to win, but I can't think of a quarterback, and maybe it's just not writing them down or looking. I can't think of a Hall of Fame. The greatest quarterbacks of all time have all played for that other team at some point in their. Joe Montana played for another. Tom Brady played for another.
Brett Favre
played for another. Besides John Elway. I really can't
Peyton
think
Manning.
Of Peyton Manning went to another. There,
that's the exception, though,
right?
Because he went to Denver and got a Super Bowl.
He got a Super Bowl ring. He wasn't even the starter on his team when he won that Super Bowl. But yeah, I don't expect him to be under center for the Packers. I would like to see him, because whatever happens 2 years down the road is what this is all about.
This is about rebuilding pretty much at this point.
Next year, you know? You're not going to be able to afford a lot because, you know, it's a lot of money in the salary cap for a player who's not there. So you're looking a couple of years down the road. Yep. If it's the Jordan Love or if it's not, you really want to look at the rebuild because
What you're at because, you need so many different key items.
Well, and
I think, honestly, on the other side of this is that Minnesota. We're in that same boat.
Sure.
You know, we've got 1 year left for Kirk Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
And then what are we going to do? Try to find, Anthony Richardson?
Well, unless you're a team with a young quarterback, you are faced with this same. Every team with a veteran quarterback is faced with this same problem. Even the teams like the Saints, who signed David Carr.
Right. To a big contract.
Now have a $40 million quarterback on their roster. They now have to figure out the rest of their team. Geno Smith.
He got paid.
Went from
good
going,
for Geno though.
Yeah.
I think that contract though is spread out pretty. I think it's a fair one for both sides.
Well,
I think
Geno Smith has got to count himself as very blessed to go from a second round pick to an afterthought to worth $100 million and a Pro Bowler. That's a great
quick fact. How much money did he make prior to starting this last season?
Oh, I would guess $6 to $10 million.
$17 million his whole career up until this past year.
Wow.
And he now is, what, 52?
Mm-hmm. In his 10th year.
11th.
11th year in the NFL. All these teams that are now.
Daniel Jones?
Daniel Jones got $40 million. The Giants now have the same issues next year.
No.
Coming up where they have a high-priced quarterback. As soon as you get that high-priced quarterback, you got to start figuring out where else on your team you can sacrifice
his contract is scheduled. Is structured a little weird. Yes, it's like $40 million a year, but he's a 3-year contract. It's 82 guaranteed over 3, technically.
Okay.
The third year is that optional.
Gotcha.
They can roll over.
Let's
all
decide
that.
If you're worth $50 million or we give you a deal for.
Okay. So that one's really friendly for once for the Giants. The one that's really intriguing more than Aaron Rodgers is Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson is an MVP. Unarguably one of the most talented quarterbacks in the current NFL, was franchised by his team.
Non-exclusive.
Which means the team that he currently plays for, the Baltimore Ravens, would be really interested in him signing a contract elsewhere.
Well, this is the way it works, is that if said other team made him an offer, Ravens have to match it. Or if they don't match it, that team that's making the offer picks up Lamar, but they also have to give 2 first-round draft picks to the Ravens. So they're not going to lose out either way.
Which is an interesting. If you're the Ravens, you either don't value Lamar Jackson that much because he's worth more than 2 first-round picks. If you're one of the best quarterbacks in the league, if you were a team that said, hey, we'll trade you two first-round picks for Lamar Jackson, the Ravens would say, no, thank you very much. But apparently, going into draft season, the Ravens are real confident that they can find a quarterback next year because otherwise they would have put the exclusive tag on him and figured out a way to get that contract done.
The thing is, with the non-exclusive, they're saying to Lamar, fine, go out, shop yourself. You're going to find out that nobody else wants to pay you what you want.
And so far, 3 days after he signed this, it's true. There is many other teams who you'd think would be interested in Lamar Jackson, but he has... And maybe it's different when the draft comes around or when teams start looking at who their actual quarterback... If a team like Washington looks around and realizes their quarterbacks are Tyler Heinicke or a guy you drafted last year in the third...
I don't even know who that is.
Howell, I think was his last name. Maybe that's worth... All of a sudden, you start thinking, Lamar Jackson's got it. Or if you're the Oakland Raiders and you don't find that guy in the draft and you're looking at a Jared Sittum or... a who knows at quarterback, maybe you think two first-round picks for Lamar Jackson.
But the problem is...
Because also a lot of these teams are terrible at drafting and would like to not have first-round picks because they will make a mistake almost every year if you're some of these franchises.
But the problem, the issue that's been raised is that all of a sudden, after Lamar signed this deal, or he didn't sign it technically, he just said, they tagged him. All of a sudden, the teams that are drafting the top nine, whatever, Carolina, the ones that need a quarterback, Carolina, Tampa Bay.
Sure.
All these teams said, no, we're not interested in him. Why do you think that? And all of a sudden, everybody's like, that's collusion to a certain degree, because all the owners got together and said, Lamar Jackson wants guaranteed money like Watson. All the owners of the other 31 teams said, are you stupid?
It's not collusion that all of them have realized that paying Deshaun Watson guaranteed $200 is a terrible idea.
Oh, horrible. And they don't want to do it to anybody else.
It's not collusion to know that that was a bad... There's just all of them say, a lemon's a lemon. That's a bad deal. That's not collusion. That's
what
the NFL.
Saying.
I mean, that's what they'll say. I would assume that's what the agent for Lamar Jackson is pressing forward.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's also, if you're really interested in signing Lamar Jackson, you want to drive the price for him down as low as possible. So you want to say, no, none of us are.
Say, buying a car. That car looks horrible. I don't want that car.
Somebody is going to pay Lamar Jackson's
pretty
salary.
Close.
There's no way he's not going to play for a large contract worth what he is worth.
Most owners sign off on those transactions, though.
It all it takes is one. You would have thought if before.
But the one that you'd think would do it. Doesn't need
one. If you would
probably.
Have said Lamar Jackson and Russell Wilson would be and Kyler Murray are the three highest paid quarterbacks currently in the league who are employed, you would say that's some bad signings because none of those quarterbacks are working out. But those are the three highest, so somebody will sign.
There's always one fool team that goes, yeah, we absolutely need them.
Mm-hmm.
We think we can. The other problem, one of the reason why the Ravens have been dragging their feet. Is because the last 2 years, Lamar has not been healthy or been there at the games.
In the part where you need your quarterback, the last half of the last stretch of the season and the postseason, yes, Lamar Jackson has been watching from the sidelines as his backup. In fact, in this game, at the end of this last season, his backup fumbled on the goal line on a running play that Lamar Jackson would have ran in for a touchdown every single day. So it became clear.
I mean, the Ravens had legitimate concerns. I mean, if you're going to pay this guy and he's not going to be healthy every offseason or in the playoffs, then what's the point?
That's
really what it is.
This is correct. If I am shelling out guaranteed money,
$50 million a year for somebody that's done playing by week 13,
do your due diligence. See if you can get a cheaper and more efficient option. That's correct. But there's one more. I'm going to talk more offseason NFL thing, and that is. Wide receiver Calvin Ridley is reinstated.
Yes.
For anyone keeping track at home, Calvin Ridley was a first-round pick of the Falcons a couple years ago, was suspended almost a year, for gambling both on basketball games and on football, including his own team games when he played for the Falcons. He deposited $1,500 in maybe a FanDuel or a gambling site. Which is legal if you're me or you in the states that it's legal, Iowa perhaps. If you want to go over the bridge, we could gamble on sports.
Right.
But if you're a professional foot athlete, you are not allowed to gamble on sports. It's very clear. It's written rules. It's
state laws, isn't there something like that?
It is very much yes. He got caught very easily for gambling. He was suspended for a year. he said it was he had a really rough season. He was due to depression from injuries, and his house got broken into. Calvin Ridley was having a really tough time, and he sought out gambling as a way to feel better. Mm-hmm. He made no excuses for what he did, and he said what he did was really stupid. And he's correct. I just thought it was very, very interesting. Pete Rose, for example, gambled on baseball and is out of baseball forever. Calvin Ridley bet on football last year, and 11 months later, he's back in the NFL. Right. He got traded to the Jaguars while he was suspended. So next year, he's going to be the starting number one wide receiver on a team that made the playoffs. Good on him, but I just thought that was an interesting offseason move by the NFL.
Being a Viking fan, I will say Minnesota cut Eric Kendricks this week.
Their defensive leader. Besides Harrison Smith, Eric Kendricks is probably the best known defensive player on that team.
Yes. I mean, he's a leader. He's in his ninth year already.
All with the Vikings, correct? Yes. He was like a second-round pick, something like that.
Yeah, he's been great, but the last 2 years, he's been tailing off. He's still there, but not worth the, I believe they said, 12.
And that's with a free agent, with the second deal for a lot of players. It's those last year or two where you're making the big money, and also you're 30 and plus, which means your athletic abilities have gone down just enough.
Well, and considering that we were one of the worst defenses last year, someone's going to take the ball.
It's probably no loss. You would assume whoever his backup was could do an equal job, or you find a guy in the draft.
Well, I think it's also Brian Flores getting to know some of these guys and going, yeah,
that's
I watched this. No, he's not. He's not it.
It officially, after the between the combine and the draft, begins kind of the purge.
Yes.
In the NFL, where if you're a team with salary cap room, which are none of the teams we root for.
If
you're excited for these guys getting cut because you're thinking, hey, that could be our starting tackle. That could be our starting linebacker.
Chicago.
If you're a Packer fan, you're going to see in the next couple weeks, if you're a fan of a player over 30 years old on your favorite team, you're going to get used to them maybe not being there next year. David Bakhtiari, Adrian Amos, any of the linebackers for the Packers.
Adam Thielen for me and the Vikings.
Adam Thielen, yep.
Cook.
Sure, Dalvin Cook.
He might not be there.
All pro and might not be there next year because teams just this is the week where you're getting rid of old money, basically. Yep.
Because the 15th is the start of the new league year. So things have to be done by next Wednesday, Tuesday.
Sure. Yep. A week from today.
Yeah, it is. Next Wednesday.
So, in the next week, you're going to see a big old list.
Yeah.
Let's knock out a song real quick. We're going to do, because it's one of my favorites, and it's a fast 2 minute and 2 second song. It is Song 2 by Blur. Be right back.
Yeah.
was a naughty word at the end of that one.
Oh, thank you for cutting it off just in time. Somebody is a professional amateur producer over there. Yep, thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah.
We also don't want to apologize if you blew your speakers.
Yep. Because our headphones. Adjustment.
Yeah. So, okay.
Coming back, we're going to, for the last time this year, I promise, we're going to talk about Badger basketball.
Yeah.
Because their season, they're playing tonight. It's Wednesday. In the Big Ten tournament, they're playing against Ohio State. Ohio State's not very good. Badgers are ranked like 12th in the Big Ten.
Worse.
But yeah, basically at 17 and 13, their season is effectively over. They are not an NCAA tournament team unless they go on a run. They don't look like a team that's going to make a run anywhere.
Can they go into the NIT one?
The NIT, there's a couple of postseason tournaments. There's an NIT and another one. They will be in the NIT.
Yeah.
You know,
but nobody cares about that one as much.
I mean, as a basketball fan, as a Badger basketball fan, if I get a chance to watch them, I will. But yeah, last year they were 25-8. They split the Big Ten regular season, and this year they finished 11th or 12th. Last year they had Johnny Davis, who is a lottery pick for the Wizards, not playing much, not very good. He really, really wish really? He was...
He's not good in the pro level, huh?
He is not at all. He's barely seen the floor this year for the Badgers. It'd be really nice to see him here, but he's not. So looking at their team, like I said, being the 12th best team in the Big Ten, there's not much to talk about. They're not graduating anybody. Tyler Wall's a senior, but because of the extra year from COVID year a couple years ago, he can come back next year, which would make him a fifth-year senior. And between him and Minnesota's own Stephen Crowell, those are experienced big men, which if you're trying to win Big Ten tournaments and trying to win games, that's what you need if you don't have talent. And the Badgers don't have a ton of talent. They just they'll have experience.
So is the coach going to be there next year?
I mean, just like their football team, I feel like their basketball team could use a jolt. Yeah. I just don't know if their basketball team has the cachet to land a big name like their football team. Luke Fickell is a big name.
Yeah, yeah.
He would have been the best offseason coaching hire, and he was. And I don't think the basketball program, even though they're on that same level, you know, they're better than average. They're better than most teams in the Big Ten, but not at the top. You'd love to see them with a master recruiter get some of these five-star, you know, NBA-level players, but really these NBA-level players are really only going to a handful of schools anymore because they have the option to be pros right out of high school. The G League allows that. I'm glad it does. So, I mean, maybe they get a little better, but I really think they keep Greg Gard around for his, ninth year. And they improve just based on being older. Chucky Hepburn was a sophomore. He was really great as a freshman, took a step back as a sophomore. Having juniors and seniors is just beneficial.
Yeah.
Connor Essegian, it was a
Estrogen?
Essegian, is a 6'4 shooter. You know, he was a freshman all conference for the Big Ten. So that's nice going forward. They're also they have one recruit that his name is Gus Yalden. 6'8", 240-pound high school senior. That's a big old guy. Yeah. That's
But only 240?
And a big
kind of
two,
a skinny.
Pretty muscular looking.
Yeah.
He's a big, he's a hefty looking guy, but he's a talented, he's going from Indiana. The high school he's at is one of the best basketball high schools in the country, and he's one of the best players on La Luminaire High School. They travel around the country playing in a national circuit.
Wow.
So he'll play. So really, they should be a 20-win team next year.
Should have, could have, would have.
And then we can talk about the NCAA tournament. So that's all I'm going to talk about the Badgers.
We're pretty much done talking about the Badgers now, aren't we?
Yeah, there's no more basketball, and football is, you know, the season
away.
Is a month or two or three away from talking about it at all.
So NBA, Bucks are still doing the Bucks thing?
Bucks are still doing their Bucks thing.
Isn't that playoff coming up here real soon?
You're at 12
games, maybe? 12 games?
Yeah, 12 games or so left in the NBA season.
So it's, what,
About 3 weeks. And so, yeah, I mean, I've caught them a couple times. They look really, really good. They're beating teams by 20 points. They're blowing people out. If you're a sports fan, you've watched the Bucks. You know they're super, super good. Random fun thing. We got a couple minutes left.
Yes, we do.
Championship week on ESPN for both men's and women's basketball.
Yes.
is fantastic. If you're a sports fan, and I am a sports fan, so I will find myself watching a sports network as frequently as I can at the house, trying to push the kids into enjoying sports just like I do. So we've been watching Championship Week. It's fun to watch great sports without having a rooting interest.
Yeah.
I don't know Cleveland State or Northern Kentucky. I don't have a rooting interest for either of those teams. But watching the Horizon League Championship last night,
yeah,
came down to a three-pointer, big off, you know, off balance three-pointer. Guy hit it with 2 seconds
off
on
the rafters, off yeah. the backboard.
You know, and the announcers are going wild, nice. And the crowd is so amped up. These teams are, this is the third time these teams have played each other, you know, in college basketball. So they're also, in a lot of these championship games, real experienced teams. In these smaller conferences, yep. you're talking fifth-year seniors. So you're having guys that have played against these other teams, you know, 10 times
oh, sure.
over the last 4 or 5 years. These games get really, really good. I watched the West Coast Conference Championship last night, Gonzaga and St. Mary's. They start late. That's yeah. the other thing, too. There's a nice 9 o'clock game. There's a 5 o'clock game, a 7 o'clock game, and a 9 o'clock game on ESPN and ESPN2 and CB, all the networks of
ESPN
sports.
ESPN Deportes?
All of them. 100%. ESPN3.
Ocho?
You can catch Division 2 and 3 games this time of year, too, on those networks. Yeah, if you get a chance to, it's good TV.
Sure.
So that was the... That was the random fun thing in the sports world for me.
Okay.
And then on Sunday is the NCAA selection show.
Sure.
So, like I said, not having the Badgers in it, in theory, by then, Big Ten tournament should be wrapped up by then. Not having the Badgers in it, I'm a little less excited to talk about it, but...
There's always that one Cinderella.
March Madness is such a good month of yep. TV. In my youth, my mom was nice enough to let me stay home from school on the wow. opening days for the tournament.
It would explain a lot now.
Yeah, yeah. I love sports. And and not, you know, school. Eh.
Yeah.
But and now as an adult, I don't take off work anymore. And they also used to only be on one channel. It used to just yeah. CBS. Now it's on, you can watch 4 games at the
TNT,
same time with an
TBS
app.
And
it's the best week of
True
sports.
True TV, I think, is on there now.
And by the end of the 2 weeks... leading into the Final Four, and you start to get these stories and some yeah. guys that you didn't know of and schools that you hadn't heard of, and a lot of people make a bracket, and they're fun. So yeah. next week we can dive into that.
How about we just make a bracket?
Okay. Yeah. We'll print one.
Because we'll know will they play any games by Wednesday when we record next week?
I believe the play-in games go... Tuesday. The selection show is Sunday, and I believe the opening games are Tuesday, Wednesday.
But the brackets won't be set until Wednesday,
Sunday.
Maybe.
Wednesday.
Not the play on. I mean, yes. the actual.
By election. Sunday at the end of the show at like 6 o'clock on the selection show, you can print brackets off 100%. So next time we get together, we'll throw some brackets together. I feel like we're running pretty close to the end.
You got about a minute left, not even.
All right, just this was our best show, by the way. This, 100%. The notes were good. We didn't swear.
We didn't swear.
We ran.
Not that you will ever hear us swear, but.
No, I've sworn once in my life, and I won't. I won't do it again. Heck no, I won't. So, this was really good. Just a reminder, we are on the Spotify.
Yep.
If you check Spotify View from the Bleachers, you can see both our back.
View from the Bleachers, WDRT.
WDRT.
Yes.
There's a few other View from yeah. the Bleachers in podcasting form, but if you check the podcast, you can also get the songs that we've... There we go. There's some good ones.
Yeah.
There's about 12, 14 songs at this point, and they're all really good, and we don't get to play them
all. And you can listen to the replay podcast on the websites at WDRT.org. Just go. You'll find us.
Yeah.
It's 9:30 a.m. on Fridays.
Yeah, so. Man. That's about all I got.
Good.
Thank you very much for listening. We'll catch you next week.
See ya.